more to me about the ontology or the actuality of an answer to such a deep type of question, like, you know, death, nature of existence or whatever. But I could see in what the answer you just gave now, you know, the wisdom of at least psychologically, it'll put one in a better place. Meaning, if you have a firm conviction, however attained, that you have some type of eternal life, I think you'll at least live out your span here with this body, probably a little happier or in a better place. So, again, I don't know who can answer this, I'm just talking out loud. The matter of whether it's actually real or true that we can have some type of consciousness when we don't have a body. What I heard you say is that if you can't come to a definite or concrete or at least workable enough conclusion for yourself, that to listen to an authority that you respect on, it puts you in a better sort of space.
Yeah, it at least takes you out of the needless doubt track,
right,
which takes you nowhere, gives you no final answers.
Now, do you think if a person comes to that, let's say psychologically, and then the overriding, if there is such a thing, objective reality is that it's not really true, you know, they're mistaken, it's a subjective experience, it's not the case that, you know, you have any kind of an existence that you can be aware of after the body's gone, does it even matter is what I'm saying? It might not. I mean, I think I don't claim to understand, you know, what the Buddha meant, but I understand a little bit of why he didn't want to answer those types of questions. You know, he called them not tending to edification or moving on your path. You know, after the candle flame is blown out and so on, is it there or not? Is the sage, you know, still there after the body's gone and so on and so on? He pointed, as you're doing tonight and other teachers, and I myself personally agree, they don't really ultimately, you know, help. And yet, having said that, I think you're totally right. We have to deal with those two basic facts. It's like we're here I am, but for all the evidence I have, I won't always be, unless and until I get other evidence somehow inside of my experience. And even then, I mean, my point is that no matter who's ever given the highest teaching, let's say in this century, you know, what I call the biggies, you know, Ramana Maharshi or Nisargadatta, Punjaji, Papaji, you know, all this, they were all alive when they said their stuff too. So I don't know what they know about after death. You know, they were still alive. When Buddha said it, he was alive. When Jesus said it, he was alive. I haven't had the privilege of having anybody that's not alive tell me anything. I mean, maybe others have, I don't know. So I don't even know if there's a question in there, but I wanted to just share that. If there's anything you want to comment on, please, I'd welcome.
Well, that's the dilemma, isn't it?
I don't think it has to be, only if you think about it. You know, I think the whole dilemma is probably just our thinking process, you know, get that.
Well, I'm saying everyone should think about it.
I don't think we can truly deeply avoid it.
I mean, people are pretty good at avoiding.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we spend most of our life, I know that, but I mean, ultimately...
Well, like I said, the people in this room probably are a little more willing than average to not avoid it, but most of us do a pretty good job of avoiding it.
You're right. Culture's built on it, right? So recommendations, then, in that direction of how not to avoid it, how to investigate it, and so on, what would be your... take on that, since I'm sorry, maybe everybody knows this already here, if they know you, but I don't, so I'm just asking.
They never know what I'm going to say, because I never know what I'm going to say. There's only one possible recommendation. You already probably know what it is. You want to guess?
I don't know what yours is.
The same one any reasonable mind would come up with.